107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have got a big event for three nights only, and it's happening in town. It's holiday fun and so much more. Joining us in studio, we are thrilled to have Rebecca Northern here, and Kevin Kruskiewicz is also here. Kevin and Rebecca are in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here.
And you're going to deck your halls.
Deck your halls.
We're going to deck your halls.
Deck your halls.
our halls are decked.
Yeah, we decked our halls in November.
Yeah, so we're going to come deck your halls live at Birch and Wine. Birch and Win? We do this
Birch
every time.
Birch and Wine. You get it wrong every time. Birch and Wine.
I've heard three different ways to say Birch and Wine, but we're going to go with Birch and Wine.
Three different. I can't even imagine.
I've heard Birch and Win. I've heard Birch and...
Ween?
Or Ween. Brook. Brook and Vein. Which is, that's the accurate way, if you're doing it with the accent.
Sure, or Vine.
Oh, Birch and Vine. There you go. But we do know it's located at 245 Downey Street in beautiful downtown Stratford. So deck your halls. What's happening?
We have no idea, Jamie. No. It's an improv show.
Holiday themed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a bunch of shows in August.
Yes.
At the same venue, Birch and Wine, beautiful cafe.
It sold out.
Wine bar. Yeah, it sold. It sold more than out.
Don't,
we shouldn't say
listen,
that.
Listen, the fire chief might be listening. Don't. We were never over capacity ever, and there was always a side window open.
There was egress. There was egress for all of the peoples. It was really. We had a lot of fun. It was really successful for everybody involved. Lots of laughs.
I thought some of our finest work.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ephemeral, though. There's no proof. You had to have been there.
Yeah.
Was there a situation or a scene that you can remember from that last get-together that thought, oh, my gosh, this improv went really well? Or was there an idea that was thrown out? Was there one that you remember?
Well, there was one where you were a little girl named Jessica who, when you licked the sprinkled ice cream, we traveled through dimensions.
We did.
It became really weird.
We inhabited the bodies of two seagulls at one point. But I also remember one where you played sort of an urban cowboy novelist.
Yeah, it was an urban cowboy
named Rhett.
Yeah, named Rhett. And also an old man named Joe. Didn't wear his clothes often.
Oh, yeah, the nudist. Yeah, my neighbor, the nudist in downtown in Stratford.
So it is improv at its finest.
Oh, yeah. You just don't know what's going to happen. But this time it will be holiday themed.
Yeah.
So there'll be gift
giving.
So
once again, I will be a nudist, but I'll have a Christmas ribbon on. Something. I'll have a Christmas ribbon on something.
Jingle bells or something.
It's radio, so now I'm in their head and they're thinking about where.
I'm thinking about where the ribbon's going and I'm uncomfortable about it.
So it's three nights only.
Three nights only. Spontaneous theater to the 13th.
It's probably good that it's only three nights.
Yeah.
So you guys are looking forward to this for sure.
Oh, yes. It's our favorite thing to say that, you know, this is comedy by locals for locals. In fact, at one of our shows in August, there were some out-of-towners who revealed themselves, and we just told them to get out. We said, this is a show for locals. Yeah. Go downtown to the festival. They loved it. They loved being mildly comedically abused.
Nice. So again, the audience can throw out ideas. Is that how the evening kind of works?
Yeah, we take suggestions. Another thing we love doing is having the audience write lines of dialogue on slips of paper for us, and then we'll incorporate those. Yeah. Into the
we'll randomly pick them up at random times in the scene and incorporate it into the scene.
It might be where the nudity came in. It was probably somebody else's
suggestion.
Because
usually it's the audience who suggests the weirdest
stuff.
Dirty.
But that was during the summertime. It's a little chillier now.
It's chillier now, which will be embarrassing.
He's wearing a scarf, my goodness. So again, it's improv comedy, and we should mention, too, there's snacks and great wine flights at Birch and Wine.
There's an amazing wine collection. At Johnny, who owns it, has a really great mouth for wine. What do you say? He's got a great ear for wine.
He knows the whisperings of the best wines.
But he's got great wine, and he always does a wine flight special. So you get, four different kinds of wine with a taster for, I think it was, he was selling it for $20.
Oh, what? 20? I thought it was more than that.
Which is
the price
of our show.
Yes, our show is the cheapest show in town. $20.
It is the cheapest show.
You're not serving the wine. You're the entertainment.
No. Probably have some before and after.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
There's great food. There's great food there as well, and great wine. So it's a
great spot.
It's a great spot.
But we should say that because Kevin and I are administratively lazy, you cannot book tickets in advance.
No.
We don't do that. You just gotta old school. Show up half an hour early to get a seat
and
buy
$20 in your pocket,
cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing we shouldn't mention, I guess.
But bring cash. There's no ticket thing to scan or anything like that.
Oh, no, no.
Just want to make it, we want to make it fun. Mm-hmm. We want to make it like, oh, you're local. What are you doing tonight? Oh, I got $20 in my pocket. Let's head on down to a great place. We'll have a great glass of wine. We'll watch some comedy, have some fun. We just want to make it easy and unpretentious and fun and festive.
Oh, yeah. I have some glitter I'll be wearing. Oh, some great. Sequins.
Oh, some sequins.
Well, Kevin, I've entered my sequined years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what
happened. Are you
going to
start wearing like a little red hat?
I turned 50 and was like, I need leopard print and sequins in my closet. I don't know what happened.
All right.
Anyway, I'm embracing it.
And we should mention, too, the poster is absolutely fabulous. I really, really love the poster. It just pops right out.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because Kevin apparently has a beard now, so he doesn't quite match the poster. So don't be alarmed.
Listen, I don't match the poster either. It's false advertising.
Because Rebecca has a mustache now.
Only twice a year. It's Movember. No, it just ended.
There you go.
No, I stopped dyeing my hair.
Oh, yeah,
I'm embracing sequins and letting go of hair dye. So I look nothing like what's on the poster.
Right.
So don't be sad when you see me. Don't be disappointed.
Come on out. Again, December 11th through to the 13th, Deck Your Halls, Holiday Hilarity with Kevin and Rebecca. This is not to be missed. How much fun is this? And just great to have something like this over the holidays. How much fun is this? I mean, this is great.
Yeah, that's why we did it, because we always sort of love these sort of like Christmas get-togethers and stuff. We're from Alberta. We always have a Calgary. We know there's a bunch of expats here. We always get together for like holiday drinks. Like, oh, the Calgary groups get together for holidays. So
this
kind of feels like that.
It does, but our friends won't give us $20 each.
No.
They're not coming, which is why
we're manufacturing a group of friends
with
this show. That's the objective deep down, is to make new friends.
That's right.
But it's a real sense of community, because as you kind of touched on, I'm thinking of, you know, Christmas games, Christmas get-togethers, laughs, improv, charades, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This is happening at Birch and Wine for three nights, something like that.
Yeah, it's exactly that. We want to gather community. We love this town. I moved here about 12 years ago.
I followed you.
You followed me. Creepy. But we really love it. But what we want to foster is that sense of community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like something by the community for the community. And I know Jamie, you're really involved in community stuff too. And it's important to us because we have this magnificent festival, but often it feels like it's for other people. And we like stuff for us.
Yeah, there you
selfish.
Go.
Kevin Kruskiewicz running for mayor of Stratford in 2028.
The campaign has begun. There you go. And Rebecca, we should do a shout out for you. You're going to be back with Goblins. Speaking of the festival.
Yes. Always happy to take festival money. Goblin Oedipus is coming next October. So look out.
Fantastic.
Eat a what?
Oedipus.
Oh. I don't know what you're
Oedipus.
Eating. Whatever you're eating.
There's no eating. No, it's not.
Unless you get a nice meal before then.
Yeah,
that's a whole different thing. So we look forward to that. And of course, we look forward to Deck Your Halls with Spontaneous Theater for three nights, December 11th through to the 13th, 7:30 p.m. Get-togethers. And that's all happening at Birch and Wine,
downtown
Stratford, on Downey Street in the old Bradshaw building. There you go. Do check it out. It's going to be so much fun. And let's support great local theater with Kevin and Rebecca. We'll share all the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. Anything else we didn't cover?
No.
We'll see you out. You're going to sing some Christmas carols for us right now. And
God rest ye dreary gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Christmas Day.
Kevin and Rebecca, thanks. Have a great run.
Yeah,
thank you.